Hello, hello, friends. It's Chase. Welcome to another episode of the show. The micro show today is about being a better friend. Relationships are absolutely critical in this life. The science is clear. Having meaningful relationships is a great predictor of health, wellness, longevity. And let's face it, we would all, not only would we like to be better friends, but we would also like to have better friends. So let's start by encouraging becoming better friends. And in the realm of relationships, friendship is basically celebrated for simplicity and ease, right? It's something that feels natural. And yet, as many of us navigate the complexity of modern life, the essence of being a genuinely good friend becomes more nuanced, right? And also, as we get later in our years and we get spread more thin with work or family or whatever, you know, it's not just about being there. It's about how you're showing up. Can you show up meaningfully for your friends? If your friendships have been feeling a bit surface level lately, or if you feel like this friendship idea is as powerful as I believe it, this episode's for you, because I got three ways that it may take a little bit of courage, but I think with practicing these three things, we can increase the quality of our friendship and transform maybe some relationships that are a little bit more casual into something that is a little bit more meaningful. Three things. Number one, how about lean into that vulnerability? That's the V word that we're all scared of. But if you look, the science is clear, your own experience matches this, probably that vulnerability is the bedrock of any deep and meaningful relationship, right? This is why your spouse or the people that are closest to you, because they know more likely about you than other people, than acquaintances, right? Vulnerability is bedrock to meaningful relationships. It's easy to share in the laughter and joy part with anybody, but opening up about fears, about mistakes, uncertainties, these are things that can forge connections that are both rare and real, meaningful. So consider this, just a question. When was the last time you shared something truly personal with a friend? Not just the surface level troubles or something that was under your skin a little bit, but something that made you feel exposed. This is also not about venting. The goal is not here to complain. That's not vulnerability. The goal is to open up about how bad something felt, how you felt hurt or sad or some very powerful negative emotions. It's the difference between saying work was stressful and saying, I feel like I'm not good enough at my job, or I'm scared of failing. You understand the nuance, right? I know you do. This is not about complaining. This is about a realistic assessment of not feeling enough in some capacity, for example. Tapping into your vulnerability in these moments involves discussing your actual feelings, right? I hope my distinction is clear here. This is about sharing deep fears and worries that you would otherwise not, maybe even doubts about yourself or the feelings of guilt or shame. Being vulnerable lets your friend, in this case, see more of you as you truly are, not just the things that bothers you, but your feelings. And it is in sharing these feelings that we build connection. It's in the space of shared vulnerability that the strongest and most resilient bonds are formed, right? True openness means letting others see the real you, the difficult parts of life. And, you know, if you haven't read Brené Brown, our dear friend, you've got a gold mine of material in anything that Brené has written. This idea of being seen, of letting others see the real vulnerable you, that this is absolutely critical to fostering deep and meaningful connections. So amongst the idea of being a better friend is, again, number one, let's lean into this vulnerability. When was the last time you tried it? What could you do to do more of it? Not tomorrow or next week or next month, but today. Try it. Idea number two, what if you fostered shared growth experiences? When was the last time you did something for the first time? That's part of what growth is like getting uncomfortable, right? Growth is this critical component of personal development. And when we share it with others, it can be a pivotal point in a relationship. It can be the thing that bridges from casual to more connected, intimate, meaningful friendships. Engaging in activities that challenge you, that educate you, that push you, where there is risk and you might fail, you will be outside of your comfort zone. These Experiences can create memories and connections that last a lifetime. Imagine, for example, deciding to take a pottery class with a friend, despite neither of you having touched clay before, or going on an adventure, saying yes to an outing at golf or something you are definitely going to suck at. If there is a person who you trust enough with this opportunity for growth and or specifically shared growth, that's actually a huge step and something that will breed and grow connection. The process of learning, of making mistakes, of tripping, of stumbling, of failing, of creating something unique. This is a powerful metaphor for friendship itself. These experiences don't just add to your skill set. They are a framework and a foundation of respect, of connection, of support, and ultimately, I would say admiration. Because when you see someone struggle, when you are vulnerable, not only do you connect and grow together, but do you acquire and grow skills, but you actually, again, connect and grow deeper with the person that you're sharing that experience with. Powerful stuff. That's number two. Number three is to be that friend who can provide specific, actionable support. When I'm asked from a friend for help, I often start out by asking that person another question, which is, how can I be most helpful here? Is it in giving you some solutions? Is it just listening? Because God, I know what it feels like to struggle or to have a tough thing happen and you just need someone to share. Is it valuable in this moment if I give you some actionable feedback? You know, this is a great way to start this conversation if a friend asks you. And if in turn you are trying to ask someone to provide this actionable support, being very clear is very valuable. I'm seeking this. Would you please provide it for me? And, you know, we've all heard or said, hey, let me know if you need anything. But how often does that actually result in real help being given or received? I think a better approach is to offer, when encouraged, specific and actionable support based on your understanding of your friend's current challenges, right? This is where being a friend, being truthful is really, really valuable. But again, I like to understand what kind of support that people actually need in that moment. And if they encourage, you know, the truth, give it to me straight. Let's say, for example, a friend is going through a tough breakup. Instead of just saying, hey, call me if you need anything, what if you said, hey, why don't you come over? We'll do takeout on Friday night and let's watch your favorite movie or that movie that we had that we laughed our asses off to last night. Let's just get together and watch that. This removes the onus on the friend who is struggling to actually ask for help. And in many ways, it demonstrates that you are paying attention to their needs. This is like a proactive way of supporting your friends that makes it clear that you're there for them. And it often can just be showing up rather than solving this problem for them that they might have. This is another great response. This is like just spending time together. If someone just needs someone to lean on and doesn't actually want you to outline five possible solutions to overcome their latest challenge, sometimes it's just a call for like, hey, I just need to be like, to have a homie to lean on. So this idea of getting together and taking the onus off of them can be really, really powerful. You know, as I was thinking about this episode, a couple of things have come up in my life recently where I both was looking for someone to share this important piece of information with, and I was asked from a couple of other friends to, you know, show up in a way that I was really excited to show up for them. And if I look at the difference between casual friends and these friends that are, you know, my ride or dies, I found, you know, in sort of deconstructing the difference between these casuals and the ride or dies, that, you know, the ability to have these sort of three different types of conversations with these people is largely, as I look back, the things that were transformative in moving the relationship from casual to like cornerstone homies in my life. Now, not every friendship should be at that level. This is why I'm asking you to analyze this. I'm not encouraging you to overshare for no reason and just pour your heart out to anyone who will listen, because that has some potential downsides. Again, I would steer you toward Brené Brown for guidance on sharing. She's got some amazing books on this topic. But as I look back, it was these three things that really helped connect with the people in my life that are my ride or dies. Again, just to retrace them, leaning into vulnerability, fostering shared growth experiences and opportunities, and then the ability to provide specific actionable support, either in terms of, again, based on your request of them, how can I be most helpful, either providing solutions or just showing up for them by taking the onus away and just coming to their rescue, suggesting you hang out. These three things have been difference makers for me, and I hope that today's episode on ways to be a better friend can be valuable to you. Until next time, my friends, I hope you have an amazing day. All right. Hey, before you go, thanks so much for listening. And if you got value from this show, chances are your community will too, right? In the particular lies the universal. Please share this link to the show with a friend or mention the show on social. That is a huge benefit for us and hopefully in exchange for providing value to you. I want you to know that I really appreciate your time, the attention, anything that you give to the show, and the questions that you ask our guests, either on social media or through my text community. All of that is pure gold. This community, like any community, is a testament to that old phrase, a rising tide floats all boats. And by elevating one another, by sharing and resharing this show, the tidbits that you learn and the experiences you take away, all of that has a collective, massive, positive impact on the world. So just a quick thank you. I appreciate all the effort you put into sharing for this show. All right, that's a wrap. Let's put today's episode into practice and get back to growing together.